Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation, all the pop culture news on the research so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
And we're joined by a very beautiful man sitting next to me, Matt Stewart. Hello.
Hey, thanks so much.
Well done. Well done for being on that couch.
Hey, yeah, thanks so much. I love being on this couch.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much for joining us for what many people are calling the biggest episode of the year.
That's true.
It's a real honor.
Yeah.
When I got the call up, I thought, really?
Yeah.
Out of everyone?
Exactly. Yeah.
Right into the phone, pick. Like,
yeah. Exactly.
Bello, Matt speaking.
Bello, Matt speaking.
Boys, what did you think of Monsters and Minions?
Minions and Monsters.
God damn it. From the top.
This is Baseless Speculation. Go to the movies, hate no lie. Run, run, boy.
Damn.
Run, run, boy.
That was boom.
Just what do you think of
I can't be bothered. Yeah.
It's also really funny because just a quick peek behind the curtain.
Yeah.
I go, it's called Minions and Monsters. Somebody goes,
yeah, I've got it. Well, I'll let you know that a peek behind the curtain, I was not listening.
No, I can tell, dude. And that's why when you got short, I was like, that's a surprise.
Yeah, I can tell he's not listening.
Yeah. But that's okay.
We have asked our two most adult friends
to sit here and listen to, because also, spoilers, me and Jackson saw this.
Yeah.
Matt and Joel Zammit have not.
No.
So it's two grown men tell their slightly older grown men friends.
About the children's movie Minions and Monsters. Now, have you seen any of the other Minions movies?
Or even
a Despicable Me, I'll take.
No. Yeah, I haven't seen the Minions, and I haven't, well, I haven't seen any of them.
But okay.
I've seen clips, I'm sure. There's like an 80s guy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's in one of the Despicable Me's.
That's Despicable Me's brother.
Yeah, yeah. Probably Despicable Me 3,
I've
I would say.
I've definitely seen Despicable Me 1.
Yeah. Well, we've seen Despicable Me 2.
Yeah, we've seen Despicable Me 2. I don't know if I've seen a Minions film, but I am across the wine mum memes.
Yeah, okay. Well,
I was going to say, do either of you have mums or partners that share...
Minions memes.
Thank God it's Friday, and then a picture of Kevin.
Yeah, thank God it's wine o'clock.
Yeah, did somebody say wine, and then it's a minion with the dog? Out.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
It's hard. There's not really much to understand.
Okay.
The Minions are funny guys and drinking is awesome.
Was it the Minions that had that thing where people went and saw it as a joke?
Gentle Minions.
Yeah, Gentle Minions, absolutely.
That was the previous film.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So my personal take on the Minions franchise is that the Despicable Me 1 to 4 fine movies. The Minions 1, great film. Legitimately a very entertaining time. Minions 2, I think, loses something by connecting itself to the Despicable Me franchise by being a prequel to Despicable Me 1. And Minions 3 is very crazy.
Yeah, it's something special. I've seen all 4 Despicable Me's.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen Minions 1 or 2.
They got so good.
This is easily the best in the franchise to me.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I would say it's not even close. This is a movie that I was like, what... Sorry about my language. What the fuck is going on in front of me right now? I saw this. Me and Jackson didn't see it together.
We don't. We don't socialize outside of work.
I saw it.
See kids' movies alone.
I saw it with my parents. Okay,
you were the kid. You gotta have the full experience.
I was the kid for this.
Were you in overalls?
Yeah.
Curly hair, big wobbly pop.
Yeah, my 60-plus-year-old parents took me to see Minions. They bought me a ticket with their seniors discount, which was very nice of them. And let me tell you, quick review from my dad as we were walking out. So about 20 minutes before the end of the movie, he had his keys in his hand and he was shaking them. You know when somebody does that like they're about to head off?
Yeah,
he was doing that in the cinema. Very funny
because that's normally just to let everyone know we're wrapping this up.
That's what he was doing.
It's the equivalent of like my parents would say back in the day. They'd say, anyone want to share, like at the end of a party.
Yeah.
Anyone want a sherry or a tea or coffee?
Tea or coffee. Like, basically what he's saying. Do you want to take any of these home? He's like, all right, we're wrapping up. And then as we left, he was just kind of like shaking his head in disbelief. And even though I was like, I need to see this movie for work. This is not me being like, mom and dad, we got to see a great movie together. They were just like, oh, Jackson, we'd like to see you. And I was like, well, if you're free, you know, Tuesday night, I've got to go see this movie. You're welcome to join me. And they were like, great. But you could tell afterward that they blamed me.
Yeah.
Like,
which
dad,
isn't right.
Dad wanted to be like, why would you do that to me?
Was this the only Minions movie they've seen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom was like, I don't know who the Minions are. And I was like, funny. funny little
guys.
Are
they bananas?
No. I'll give you a quick rundown on the Minions lore. The Minions began life as single-celled organisms pre-humanity.
Yep.
Okay? Oh. And they pre-humanity as well, they speak a language that is all languages, i.e. Enochian, the language of angels.
Except in this, it's called Minionese.
Yeah, yeah.
Same thing,
Potato, potato. And the Minions' greatest desire is to serve the most evil thing in the land, okay?
Oh.
But that's not necessarily like they have to seek out the most evil guy. They're just like serving evil people. Mm. And so in the prehistoric days, they would serve Tyrannosauruses. They would serve Dracula. They would serve bears. What? But each time, because here's the sort of flip side to the Minions is that they're also very incompetent.
Mm-hmm.
So the beings that they serve, they often also kill.
Yes.
Yeah. they're responsible for their downfall.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
So the Despicable Me's, they're serving Steve Carell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's the most Despicable Me because he's the most despicable man on the planet.
Right. Yeah. But doesn't he have a heart of gold?
Yes,
well,
he does.
He discovers that.
Yeah.
So this is the wonderful thing about the Minions, because they do speak the language of angels.
Yeah.
You could make the argument that they are working on the side of good or God, because while they do serve the most evil being, they are responsible for taking the man.
Pretty much, I would say 99% of the time, the person they serve, they also get murdered
So there's three or four Despicable Me movies.
Four Despicable Me.
And then there's the prequel where something happens then in the second one.
Yeah.
So what are the other two
So
about
Minions
then?
One is about the Minions. So the Minions, they served a bunch of evil masters, including Napoleon, who they
Throughout time.
Throughout time.
Oh, it's like a Forrest Gump sort
Exactly.
Of
but then in the
90s. Is that what Forrest Gump was?
Yes.
In a way, yeah.
Forrest Gump was seeking out the most evil men in history to serve.
In many ways, Forrest Gump is a Minion.
Banana, Jenny.
Life is like a box of bananas.
Life is like a gawker bucklet. Jenny, but Mallow, Jenny.
Mallow.
So the Minions in the 1960s in the Minion movie, there's a new villain on the scene because they get frozen for the 1940s. And this is relevant to Minions and Monsters. They get frozen in the 1940s, ostensibly so they don't serve Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party. But after they get de-thawed, which is the beginning of the Minions movie.
They go, that's so funny.
That's actually, and
we'll have to do something. They're like,
we'll get to it. They're fairly relevant to the Minions and Monsters movie.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I guess you couldn't have done that.
Well, exactly.
But anyway, so because of the events of this film, this is unrelated because I don't want to get into any of the plot stuff yet, but because of what happens in this movie, the director had to come out and be like, they didn't work for Adolf Hitler. But then, when that got released, people were like, yeah, but where were they on 9/11? And
It's really funny.
Also frozen.
Yeah, they went back in the cave.
There's others. Pol Pot, what were they doing?
Yeah, well,
you couldn't believe how frozen they were.
Stalin is still frozen.
That's true. They're frozen for Stalin,
even now, people are being like, well, I know which country they live in.
Frozen.
The Minions are currently frozen.
Yeah, exactly. They got to be on ice for a while. So the Minions in the 90s, they de-thaw, and then they go to Villain Con, where there's a bunch of supervillains. They meet a beautiful supervillain. They work for her. One of them becomes the King of England. He's the rightful King of England.
One of the Minions.
He pulls Excalibur from the stone. King Bob. But then at the end of that movie, who should turn up but Steve Carell's character from Despicable Me, Gru. And they serve Gru, and the premise of the second Minions movie is that Gru is a little child, but now he's got the Minions working for him, and they have a bit of a falling out, but in the end, he goes, you're my Minions, they work together to do evil.
Was that so that because they couldn't get Steve Carell?
No, it's Steve Carell doing Carell's a baby. He talked like this. I'm baby Steve Carell.
I don't know if I would like that very much.
That's how he talks in all of Despicable Me.
He's
a little baby,
little
Despicable Me.
Is that good?
I like it.
Okay, I'm all right.
And then
I'm probably going to now watch all of these.
You simply must.
Well, wait until we get to the plot of this one.
At least watch the Minions movie.
Now, you think that you keep suggesting the Minions movie, but out of every single...
You've not seen Minions 1.
Minions, but I am aware of the general consensus.
Yeah.
Everyone goes, Despicable Me, fell off. Minions is the worst of the Minions movies.
I could not disagree more.
I know.
Yeah.
I think that the one we're about to discuss is easily the best one to start with, because it's standalone, and it's bonkers.
Despicable Me 1 standalone too.
Yeah, but it's got a message. You hate messages.
Does Despicable Me 1 have a message?
Yes. Bounce right off him.
He learns to love.
Who does?
Gru!
Gru's not in. Oh, no, Despicable Me. Sorry, Minions 1.
Oh, okay, I don't know.
Minions 1 doesn't have a message at all.
It's just bonkers.
Anyway. The Minions just do shit and then it ends.
So before we sounds get to this, wonderful. You like Minions 1 more than this one?
Yeah, for me it goes Minions 1, Minions and Monsters, Minions 2, The Rise of Gru, yeah.
And then all the Despicable Me's
and then all the
that?
Despicable Me's are kind of on the bottom level.
Yeah, okay, fair
and,
enough.
And to your point as well, when Gru develops his Heart of Gold, the premise of, I believe, Despicable Me 2 or 3 is that the Minions are like, we can't work for you anymore, you're a good guy. So that does come up.
But right. then they do leave him, but then they come back.
Yeah.
Is that after Minions movies came? Like, when did the Minions backstory get created?
I believe
because I imagine
after
the first
Despicable
one,
Me
just
3. Yeah. I believe in the first one, there's like an implication that Gru made them in a lab. And then they go, nah, they've been around for all of prehistory.
Wasn't Russell Brand the scientist or whatever? His helper?
Yes.
Well, that, he's still around? He's still
doubt
no,
it. Voice work?
That character is in this movie very briefly, but
doesn't say anything.
I don't know.
They do work for evil people.
Yeah, that's true.
So the way Jackson watched this, funny. Yeah. The way I watched it, I had a married couple friends down from Sydney. They are my age as well.
Yeah.
And they were like, let's hang out. I want to go to the movies. Yeah, I was their boy.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then we went to a cinema in the city.
Yeah.
And we saw Minions and Monsters in a Screen X screening.
Oh, damn.
Now, is anyone familiar with Screen X as a screen format?
Is that like the extra large screen?
It's the...
Not the like the horny of...
No. Yeah, all the
not
Minions
the cinema that jacks you off.
Wait, we can take us for that one.
Damn, that would be awesome. But scary to watch Minions and Monsters because I'd be like, when?
So we...
What robot claw comes out like a Yeti?
I'm like, yeah, but like what?
When are they going to activate the jack-off?
Yeah, like this. No point in this movie where any spoilers for Minions and Monsters, no one gets jacked off in it. So I don't know when it would happen in the cinema.
Does anyone get throttled?
There's stuff that goes in people's asses.
Yes.
There's bare asses.
Yeah.
I guess then.
Then, yeah. I go, when's it going to jack me off? And then it fucks my ass.
Right. That's the twist.
Oh!
Okay. M. Night Shyamalan style. Yeah, exactly. Never saw that.
So, we went to Screen X without knowing what Screen X is.
Yeah.
And we sat down in the cinema and they're like, I clocked what was about to happen before it happened because I was familiar with the format. I just didn't know what it was called.
Yeah.
Because we went in and we're like, oh, the cinema feels very like weird.
Yeah.
Like it's a really massive screen, but the screen goes all the way to the side of the walls. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, you know, like when you go to a regular cinema.
Yeah.
Be like, you're looking at the front of the cinema.
Yeah,
you can see the outline of the
yes,
screen.
Yeah, yeah.
With this one, there was none of that. The screen went right to the side of the wall.
Freaky.
And when I looked at that, I was like, oh, I remember what Screen X is now.
Yeah.
The Screen X has three screens.
Oh.
The walls are also screens.
Oh, no.
So they basically have made, to make the movie more immersive.
You were in the Minions and Monsters.
Yeah. They project stuff on the side of the cinema so that in your peripherals, you're in the movie still.
That's cool. Is that good?
Not really.
Okay. Yeah. It sounds like it would be good if it worked.
Yeah.
How
do they do that when they're... Is it like, are they adding when they're filming? They just chuck it in?
So
like,
some movies have... Because this is, I guess...
Generative
like,
AI?
I wouldn't be shocked. I think some movies film with this format in mind, so they just provide a wider shot.
Yeah.
Because the peripherals isn't actually like what's going on. It's
no,
not like they filmed it in a 360 angle and you're standing in it.
Yeah.
It's just whatever is on the side of the screen ends up stretched to your peripheral.
Yeah, that would make me feel crazy.
Because also it's not, I'm assuming it's not curved.
No.
It's a right angle.
Oh, what? No, it's not. Actually, it is sort of curved. Okay. It's like.
But kind of like.
Stretched a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, it's obtuse, not a 45 kind of degree angle, but it's not 90. It's
the room's like, what's that shape that's like.
Like the top of a trapezoid?
It's a parallelogram. Trapezoid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of shaped like
trapezium.
That, yeah.
Trapezium.
Anyway, movies.
Well,
the previous
shapes.
I don't know. I'm not sure. Is that right?
Me and Matt are the
or
shapes
that,
guy of this
is that
podcast.
The guy who does acrobatic?
Yeah.
That's a trapeze?
Yeah. I forget.
Trapeze artist.
Trapeze artist, dude.
Artist. He's the one who draws.
Probably
draws
the one of the sexiest roles you can have at the circus.
Yeah, but the bar's really low.
Yeah. But I don't know if I could name a sexier role.
Just being a naked guy at the circus would clear top three.
Lion Tame is pretty sexy, I think.
Nah.
I mean, the whip, top hat. Yeah. Come on.
Big mustache.
Come on, the mustache.
Occasionally gets mauled.
Yeah. He's dealing with danger.
Yeah. And full respect to the dad. Yeah. Who were those lion guys?
Siegfried and Roy?
Not Sigmund hot.
And
Roy.
No.
Something and Roy.
Yeah, yeah.
Not
they hot
might
at all.
Have been at some point. They did the Hollywood Vegas.
Yeah.
That's true.
You know, plastic surgery until you look like an alien.
Yeah.
And that maybe
get
that,
old
look,
or get weird.
I also
it's good advice.
Maybe that's what the tiger was upset about. Who the fuck is these guys?
Yeah, true. You change your face so aliens. Much the tiger doesn't recognize you anymore. That is a risk. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So my friends who saw this with me. That when the side screens turned on, I was like, oh, I was right. They were like, what the fuck is going on? And then one of them was like, kind of like overwhelmed, which is funny.
Yeah, awesome.
Which fair enough.
Yeah, fair.
You're getting stimulation from three angles when you're expecting
movie,
it from one.
Let me tell you, doesn't stop. And because the minions don't speak English, a lot of the dialogue is like, bucket the bear, start slapping the shit out of each other, and they go.
The people who have the sensory overload thing—that sounds like a nightmare scenario.
Yeah.
Also,
but if you're the opposite of that, it's great.
It sounds wonderful.
Scratches your brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that sounds great.
So yeah, the movie starts. Now we're both on the same page. Yeah. So it's around screening experiences. I'm seeing it at 4:40 on a Sunday afternoon, Saturday afternoon.
6:30 p.m. Tuesday night.
Yeah, two beautiful times to go to the movies.
Yeah, so immediately this movie changes a little bit of the Minions lore. Mm-hmm. So initially, based on Minions 1, we were given to understand there was one tribe of Minions. Mm. This movie opens...
Movie, that's what I would call it, I guess.
The movie.
No!
The movie channel.
I'm becoming a Minion. The movie. I wish I did this whole episode in Minionese.
I would actually call it a boovie.
Yeah, that's true. The boovie. So
and
this
is the language of angels?
Yeah, yes. I believe so. It actually begins in a sort of a meta storytelling device, a framing device, where it's a tour being led by a tour guide in a museum, a Hollywood museum, okay, the history of film. You see George Lucas, who is alive and is playing himself trapped in a glass case. He's one of the exhibits.
As a minion?
No, he's just a man. He's just George Lucas.
Because there are men and there are people in
the world. Yes.
So minions are the only minions in the world.
So
yeah.
It wasn't
everyone else
like
is just
minion
guys.
Hitler and stuff.
No. Now that
which
would be
wasn't
awesome.
There either.
Yeah.
Big Bile!
Oh my God.
say it in Minionese.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm like, I can understand why they wanted to skip over cutesifying.
In the world of the Minions and Despicable Me and whatever, there's just it's just normal guys, but then there's minions.
Right, and there are like
Gru is a normal guy.
Yeah, he's just not shaped like a normal guy.
No,
but he is a human man.
But he is a human
man. And there are like supervillains with powers and stuff like that. Right. Like, it's like a superhero kind of universe, I suppose.
But this starts with just human characters going through like basically like a Hollywood tour.
Yeah.
And then
so she goes, these are the great people that have contributed to cinema.
And already, 2 seconds into the movie, they go, here's Neo from The Matrix, and then you're just seeing
George Lucas in a cage, and he goes, I'd like to get out. And she goes, you're here for a little bit longer, Georgie boy. And then she goes, and then of course, obviously, what are the names of the two minions in this movie?
James and Ed's the other one.
Yeah,
it's James.
Ed, James, and anyway, she goes, then of course, the greatest contributors to Hollywood, to movies, James and this other minion's name, and then there's a statue of two minions, and everybody in the tour goes, "The fuck are you talking about, lady?" And she goes, "You don't know about
Henry, James, and
James
Henry.
And Henry." She goes, "You don't know about how these two minions contributed to the history of Hollywood." And
they
go,
"Most important guys.
We don't know what
exist.
You're talking about." She goes, "Sit down. I'm about to tell you a story." And so that's the framing device. And then
I am sitting down and then, I am listening.
I am sat. I'm sitting my white ass down and learning about the minions.
And then at this point, if you've seen the movie Babylon, that happens for 45 minutes.
It is
the origin of, so it's the transition from the silent era to talkies.
Yeah.
Where the minions become the hottest stars in silent Hollywood because of their commitment to
the bit.
Slapstick.
Yeah.
You get maybe 20 references to movies from 100 years ago, including A Trip to the Moon. So a minion gets shot in the eye.
Yeah. The opening credits the opening credits for this movie are like,
who's that for? That's for the kids? What?
It's for the great great grandparents. It's for the dead relatives of the kids.
It's for the ones playing with the seniors.
The opening shot of the credits of this movie is, you know, that famous, like the first piece of film of a horse running.
Yeah.
And then a pig with a minion on it comes into frame. And then there's like famous shots of early cinema, like real shots recreated and the minions added.
Yeah.
And so we begin with the minions. There were multiple tribes of minions, not just the one that got froze. Multiple tribes of minions and one... They keep going from guy to guy because they keep... So initially they serve a Cyclops, but one of the minions... I've forgotten the two minions.
James and Henry.
James, he loves telling stories. He's a storyteller. And so he gives the Cyclops that they initially serve in like ancient Greek times. He's like, here's a painting I did. And the Cyclops stands on it, hurts his foot, then falls...
Because it's made out of Lego bricks, which is also the joke.
Then he falls on a big stick and it goes up his ass and then the minions have to leave.
And James and Henry become friends because every minion... Oh, there's also the head of this tribe of the minions name is Dick.
Yeah.
And that's said like a punchline because he's rude and they're like,
what's
his name?
He's a like dick, dick and they call him Dick.
And then later on someone's like, oh, Richard. And he goes, Le Dick.
Anyway, so then we get a montage basically of these minions basically serving a bunch of evil people and killing them, including a wizard who has a magic book that can summon monsters, which
and,
is relevant.
That is relevant. That's plot, and that makes sense. And you watch that, and you go, okay, awesome. Yep. Yeah, I'm in a minions wizard. Movie.
Yeah.
But then you get a cut of them serving a member of the royal family.
Yeah, somebody's clearly meant to be part of the British monarchy, and they're standing at attention with halberds, and then they sneeze or...
He falls asleep.
Falls asleep, and it just chops off the queen's head, and you see the head slop off, and then there's just like raw bloody neck underneath. And then it cuts to the next scene and you go, the menu's just better than Queen. Is that allowed?
Like, at that point, I'm watching this in Screen X. Yeah. I'm like looking at my friends being like, what the fuck is this
what
movie?
What is going on? And then the minions, they've reached the 1930s. Okay. The war is on the horizon.
Earlier.
1920s. World War One is about to happen, or maybe happens in between. Because they do a World War One movie.
Get in the bay.
Time to get so either World War One has just happened, or it's about to happen.
I think that
because there is like a time jump.
Well, I guess if a minion beheaded a royal family with the Virgin
was the beheaded queen like a real beheaded queen?
I don't know. They don't give her a name.
They don't address her by name.
Well, it's also like Bigfoots and Cyclopses.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But, so you know, the Virgin history.
Yeah. The timeline jump happens here because I think they see a bandit, like Old West bandit, who's stolen a bunch of money. They follow him. They end up doing a scene from a silent film where it's a runaway train where the train gets derailed but then starts driving through
the city. I was so sure in that scene because they get on a train, they drive it off the tracks, it's careening through a town. I was so sure they were going to do a thing where it smashed through a movie and you know like the screening of a train coming through. I feel like that was such a Minions joke that they missed where everybody goes, oh, the train's real! And then the train does burst through and the minions are on it. But the thing is, this whole sequence, it was actually a film set. And they wrecked a shot, and the director, played by Christoph Waltz, he goes, you've ruined my shot. This is terrible. How am I going to explain this to my producers, who are, I believe, both played by, what's his name? True Grit,
Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Bridges. And they go,
what's his cast?
Yeah, it's an all-star cast.
Everyone wants to be in Dominion.
Tell me you wouldn't. But Jeff, the two Jeff Bridges, he's playing twins. They're watching, one's really rude and one's really joyful.
They're playing the Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
But they've changed their names
to the Bright Brothers.
The Bright Brothers, yeah.
And they're watching the shot that Christoph Waltz has filmed. And Christoph Waltz is shitting himself because he goes, the minions wrecked my shot. But they go, we love it. You gotta get these minions in more movies. And so he goes, fuck. Christoph Waltz tracks him down and he goes, you gotta be in Hollywood. And the minions, now you gotta remember Dick's like, we need to find a bad guy to serve. That's what we do, we're minions. But James and Henry, they go, we wanna be in fucking movie pictures, dude.
Storytellers.
So
makes sense.
They enter Hollywood and damn if the American public don't love the minions.
This is where the time jump happens,
I think so.
Because we get at this point we get montages of, this is where the silent film montages happen.
Yeah.
You get the house falling down and the person standing in the door.
Buster Keaton.
There's multiple, there's the other Buster Keaton one where the guy's hanging off the clock, which is Buster Keaton as well. There's the getting sucked through the gears.
There's just, it's like a...
They cut to a Hollywood party that looks like it is referencing Babylon.
Yeah, there's a bunch of elephants going through it.
I'm guessing that must have been just a true story.
There must have just been a lot of elephants at 1930s and 20s Hollywood parties.
Yeah.
There's also a reference to the Great Depression in the funniest way where because they talk about how like the world's so rich at this point.
Yeah.
And like people are like wheeling around giant barrels of money, and one person goes, well, the nothing could ever possibly stop this.
The world
this.
Is wonderful and things are only going to get better from here. You know, the Great Depression's coming. But then, so the Minions are killing it in Hollywood, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They are beloved. They are the stars of Hollywood. But then guess what? And see if you can see the problem that's going to happen. These are silent pictures. But Jeff Bridges, the Bright Brothers, come in and they say, we've got a brand new invention. It's called sound. You're going to have sound in your pictures. And so what they have, it's like a Humphrey Bogart, you know, like The Long Goodbye noir.
Which is, you also get the line Boston.
Yeah, that's what we hear, Boston, which some people weren't happy about seeing in a Minions movie. The Minions shouldn't say Boston.
I was happy with the beheading of a royal family.
And a stick going up an ogre's asshole?
Wonderful.
That's fine. Okay.
But a character that's not a Minion saying Boston.
Oh. I'm not into it. But this scene, she goes, you're a bastard, you know, James or whatever. And it's a Minion in like a trench coat and it's all black and white. You're a bastard. I'm leaving you forever. And she goes to leave. And then the Minion grabs her, pulls her in, and because it sounds new, yeah, the camera cuts to them. They've got the placards with like the teleprompter effectively, and he's meant to hold her and be like, you know, I'll never leave you, you're gonna stay with me, but he's a Minion. So he goes, pasta, chicken teriyaki, gabiti buggy. And they go, that's not the line. And then we get a montage of Minions not being able to speak English.
Including the finale of this montage is the very, like, and it's a long scene as well.
Yeah.
The death scene from Citizen Kane, where a Minion's lying in bed,
yeah,
holding the snow globe, and then he... Like, it's like, it's shot the same. Yeah, so it's yeah, like, yeah. And then he just drops it, and then it just cuts to his face, and he just goes, poop. And they go, God! Oh!
Have, they're what? Not talking to each other. Well, they, like,
yeah, well, they talk,
understand.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, but how many shots get ruined before they stop hiring the Minions?
Well, the Minions are the big thing. I think that's the trick, is they go...
Also, the origin story for the overalls is that they're dressed in togas before the overalls, and then they're like, you're the big, hot, new thing. You can do whatever you want.
You're the trendsetters. You're the fashionistas.
And they get taken to a clothing store, and they're like being shown all these fancy, like, roaring 20s clothes, but then they see a janitor who's just wearing overalls, and they go,
And so that's how they get the classic Minions outfits.
Okay.
But then obviously, because they can't perform in Hollywood anymore, they're not bringing in the big bucks, they get kicked out. And so the Minions' fame and fortune is the scene in any Hollywood story. Hollywood's sick of them. That celebrity is fleeting.
Yeah.
And to the point where people going on this tour in the future haven't even heard
They've
of them.
They've never even heard of them.
So they're erased from
exactly.
Kind of, I'm glad you remember that, because there's a reveal.
Yeah.
Reveal involving that when we get to the end of the film.
I just love the idea of them being, you know, like, because, you know, they're aged out, but it's just like, you know, zoom in from my close up.
Yeah.
But just in like,
close my base. Anyway, so
closer.
Right. No, yeah. I'm shocked that doesn't happen in the movie. It probably does.
Yeah.
But anyway, the Minions, they're like destitute, they're homeless. What are they going to do? But James, he stays up all night. They're in like an abandoned factory. He stays up all night making his perfect movie, because that's how we're going to get back into Hollywood. I'm going to become a director. And the movie's called Minions and Monsters, or Minions ye Monsters.
Yeah.
Because it's in Minionese, which is a collection of all languages. And so they go, but they bring it to Christoph Waltz. Mm-hmm. Christoph Waltz goes, oh, very interesting. What do you need me for? And they go, bye-bye. And he goes, okay, do you have film equipment? And they go, no. And they go, do you have a crew? And he goes, crew? No. And then he goes, do you have monsters? And they go, no. And they're like, well, you're going to need monsters if you're making a movie called Minions and Monsters. But thankfully, they have the wizard's book from earlier.
Oh, yeah.
So they summon Cthulhu, and Cthulhu is like a little guy voiced by Trey Parker, who kind of sounds like Cartman, pretty much.
He's doing, and they rudely make, so Trey Parker also voices Terrence and Phillip in South Park. And he's doing like a weird, it's like his voice is when Cartman's pretending to be like a good guy.
Yeah.
Or like when Cartman's ever being like,
I'm just a little guy. Yeah.
But then they have him interact with a character called Philip.
Yeah.
So then all reality breaks again, and you go, I'm hearing Terrence and Philip talk.
Yeah. And they go, the little Cthulhu guy, he goes, I know some monsters. I can get you some monsters. And so he takes them to this frozen island where there's two evil monsters.
Mm-hmm.
They thaw them out, and then they go, we just want to eat people and destroy the earth. And Cthulhu goes, yeah. Now we're in Hollywood now. Wink. Because their plan is to still destroy the planet. Meanwhile, this is a little B plot, but it becomes relevant. The minions that aren't going to make this movie, they need to find an evil guy. And so they find this this guy at a sci-fi convention in a robot costume called Dort.
Which is also a 100-year-old reference, because that's a reference to Gort from The Day the Earth Stood Still.
Yeah. Okay, wow. Who is this for?
Mia Jackson.
Yeah.
And you.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I need to see this film.
It's so good, dude. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Dort, the whole movie keeps you in the dark as to whether he really is a robot. Well, it actually makes it seem like he's absolutely not an actual robot, that he's just like a sad, weird guy.
He lives with his housemate, Floyd, who's just smoking inside and not
reading
the
paper
dishes
or whatever. He falls in love with a woman marching for the women's right to vote.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The minions get tricked,
so,
I guess.
So there's like a women's rights march of a bunch, because mm-hmm. it's the 1920s,
the
I guess.
Suffragette.
It says suffragettes.
Yep.
And mm-hmm. they're walking around being like, you know, women's right to vote. And one of them sees Dort, and they kind of have like a meet cute. And she goes, do you believe men and women are equal? And Dort goes, yes, they're equally in that my people, the robot people, are going to subjugate all of humanity. And she goes, oh, you're so cute. And then she marches off going, women's right to vote. And Dort is like, damn, there's something here. Mm-hmm. So he marches off saying women's right to vote too. But the minions are his minions. So they, in minionese, march off and going, women's right to vote. Women's right to vote. Anyway.
So, yeah, in this world, minions are part of
the suffragette movement.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Good stuff. And then they make the movie, okay. But as part of making the movie, they summon Irene, who's a big goo monster full of eyes, who's going to destroy the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And then it becomes minions versus monsters. This is where it happens. Mm-hmm. Dort saves the day.
Turns out he's
not. He really is a robot from space.
Okay.
And he's got a big UFO, and they destroy the monster.
Are they also filming this at the same
time?
Yeah,
there's one of the minions, the third minion.
Ed,
who's hard of hearing. He speaks in sign language. He is filming the whole thing.
And Ed also gets involved in this because James and Henry keep wrecking stuff and Ed doesn't hear it. So he's just like, you guys are funny.
Yeah, he's like, I like you guys. and so basically the minions save the day. They save Hollywood. They make the movie. It's a very successful movie. And then we cut to the tour again. And she goes, and that's the story of the minions. And then they go, whoa. And then we cut out of that. And that is itself a movie.
It turns out the minions, this movie you've just watched, is the minions directing a biopic about themselves.
And then it's like a kind of panning shot. And you see like props from the movie you just saw and like sets from the movie you just saw. And then over the closing credits, Kevin Stewart and Bob, the minions from the first Minions movie and the second Minions movie, they get hold of the Book of Monsters and you get a bit of backstory. In Despicable Me, Gru has a monster dog. You discover that was a normal dog that they cursed with the monster book and so on and so forth.
Okay.
And that was Minions and Monsters.
You also get a fake out credits, which is the credits start at the end of the biopic and it just says directed by James, written by Henry. And you go, what is happening?
And then it's like, isn't it like actors in order of appearance?
Oh,
and
then
it's 100 names because it's all the minions.
And it turns out that Dick's name is Dick Richard.
So, yeah.
That sounds wonderful.
It fucking rocked, dude.
It's fucking like, legitimately, I left the cinema because I was worried.
Yeah.
I saw it with, I was their adult, so my friends who were the same age or younger than me.
Yeah, your adopted adult son.
Yeah. And then I was worried that it was going to be a flop, but we spent the entire movie just laughing. The whole movie, we're just like,
the minions
what is happening?
The minions are funny, dude.
They're funny.
They're so aggressively stupid. Like, a bit that made me laugh that I keep thinking about is in the final fight, there's like the minions get tanks. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
They're firing tanks and shit at this. And the minions come in and they're like throwing stars and firing guns at the big goo monster. And one of them's dressed like a clown. And he comes out and he's got a gun and it goes bang, bang. You know, like the classic, like the little thing comes out that
like
has
Joker
bang
style.
Written on it.
Yep.
And it goes bang, bang, bang. And then every time he does that, a little thing with bang written on it until a little thing with click on it comes out. And he goes click, 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 and he goes, ah! And then he like throwing stars that don't
that's
go anywhere.
Yeah,
it's funny. But then at the very end, when they've defeated the monster and everybody's celebrating, a little girl comes up to him and they're like all laughing and laughing and she hugs him and he's laughing. And then he just starts crying. He's like, ah! It's so funny.
He also has a chainsaw at one point.
Yeah, dude. At one point, he has a minigun as well that's sending out heaps of little flags with bang written on it. Because he's just, dude, it's just, I don't know. The minions are just, it's so dumb and it's so without meaning that I fucking loved it. I had a great time.
You know when you talked about they went to a frozen island?
Yeah.
You didn't really explain what that meant.
So
they went to a frozen... Is in this world there's lots of frozen islands?
It's just like... Think like superhero universe. Basically, when they bring out the Cthulhu that turns out to be tiny.
Yeah.
It also turns out that... And his name's Gumi, but Gumi stands for like great...
Evil something something.
But well, oh no, it's like the M stands for manipulator.
Yes.
Because
the joke
is like, oh, he's obviously evil because he'll just trick you.
Yeah. Okay. But the minions are dumb as fuck,
and
so they don't
He
realize.
Tricks them, so it's basically just like it's set on Earth, but it's just like there's like a fucking
an evil
iceberg.
Island with monsters frozen in it.
Yeah.
Okay. That he has to
kind of like Skull Island, but if it was frozen.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like it. Okay. Yeah. It's just whenever you need something, there's a reason.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You go get it from the frozen island.
Yeah.
I love trying to think about how this movie came to be, because presumably, surely it began with the premise, what if the minions summoned Cthulhu, right? Surely that's how this movie starts.
Is it kind of like a sort of, well, let's like, you know, someone loves old Hollywood, that kind of like, you know, the Abbott and Costello, you know, well, get, you know, what did they do?
Yeah.
Well, they love to fight monsters.
Oh, that's true.
So is it kind of like
maybe it started
back to
as
that?
Like a
you're mentioning a lot of old Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it was like a Minions meet the Wolfman.
Someone's like, Minions, they're the modern day slapstick comedy.
They are.
I kind of remember, like, I think it was like, Kevin Smith telling a story about, I think it was talking to probably a Weinstein.
Yeah. He should stop doing that.
He should stop doing that. But in terms of like, where's Jay and Silent Bob going next? And I think at the time, Miramax?
I think
or whatever. They had the rights of the Hammer movie monsters
and stuff.
And it's like, you know, Abbott and Costello. Yeah, well, they fought the monsters. So why don't we do this? And I think it was like, no. Let's not do that.
But like, you can see it with the minions. You can see them going, well, like, we can't further do the minions and Gru, because that is Despicable Me 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We can't just have the minions meet another supervillain and work for them.
Because that's Rise of Gru, basically.
Yeah, exactly. This, like, or the minions 1. What if the minions met Frankenstein, and then from there...
And they've already established, like, a Dracula in...
The minions 1.
The minions 1. So it's like, why not just, hey, let's explore that.
Yeah.
Well... I thought the director, whose name is Pierre Coffin, would be
the
one to blame, because he voices all the minions in every single Minions movie.
Mm.
He directs Despicable Me 1, 2, and 3 and the first Minions movie, but he doesn't direct 4 or Rise of Gru. So I'm wondering if they were like, we want to bring you back. And he's like, all right, I've done 4 for you, time for 1 for me.
Is the Minions this man's like... passion?
I think so.
Did he create them as well? Like, he's like, I'm voicing them, I'm directing it, I'm right. Like,
I
he write it as well? Like, he's like, these are my guys.
This is what I'm, this is my life's work.
I
is the
love
minions.
Doing this voice.
It looks like, his filmography starts in 1993, where he's the in-between artist on We're Back, A Dinosaur Story.
That movie's crazy, dude.
Then he makes a short film called Gary's Day in 2003. Then he has a TV show called Pat and Stanley, which is some French TV show for kids.
Okay.
Which looks horrible.
Yeah.
But that's... about a hippo and a dog, and then all of a sudden he's like, Despicable Me, let's go.
That rocks,
and then
dude.
The rest of his credits is just Despicable Me.
Damn.
Well, yeah, fair enough. He struck gold.
Yeah,
there,
exactly. So. You're not backing away from that, dude.
Dude, imagine the first time he hit banana.
Bellow.
He's like, I'm printing money.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just printing money right now.
Well, it's funny, because after we finished, because like I said, I saw it with my parents, and they weren't huge fans.
Yeah.
So after I finished, my dad was like, why do you have to see this for work? Like, what? Like, what are you going to get
Jokes
out of
on you now, Jackson's dad.
Exactly, dad.
Look at us now.
This is it, okay?
Yeah.
But I was like,
we got Matt Stewart here, and he's loving it.
He's having the time of his life.
I'm fascinated.
Exactly.
I'm glad you've left a little, like, you know, you haven't told us the whole thing. I skipped through the monsters bit. I'm like, oh, there's still, because there is a point where I'm like, I'm going to have to wait a while to watch this because I'm going to be like, oh, this is a bit where Jackson told me about that. And then Dusha came in and said,
That's true.
Yeah.
But I'm actually already starting to forget it.
Well, that's what I like to hear.
Also, we haven't really told you much about the jokes except for the beheading.
Yeah, exactly.
And the bang, bang, bang.
And the bang, bang, bang. But like, the jokes are what make, you know, like the plot of a Minions movie is sort of whatever.
Yeah.
Except in this one, which is, it isn't the whatever, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And it keeps you like, you're like,
what the hell is going to happen next? Is it kind of a point halfway through where you go, is that are we wrapping up already? And then that's kind of only part one.
How's it doing at the box office? Yeah.
Not
great.
Not great, but not bad.
Do you reckon in it's a few months, Star Wars.
Yeah.
like it will oh, be shit. Will it be on in-flight entertainment?
I reckon in
surely.
Potentially the end of, the start of September.
Yeah.
If you're flying from Australia to the UK.
Yeah.
You'd need the screen to be able to flap out of it.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, like, you know, will I be a grown man holding a toddler watching? Yeah.
That's okay. You've got a baby. I'm going to be a grown man watching it by myself on the plane, hitting the guy next to me, being like, hey, you see this?
Okay. So, you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
The guy's going to be Jack.
Yeah. Yes, dude.
Yeah, Leave me alone. It's great. I'm also
yeah.
the guy in the third.
We synced up.
Leave me alone. Yeah.
We're all watching the Minions. We all synced it up, so we're doing it at the same time.
The pilot's watching it too.
I'm looking. Yeah, hopefully it'll be either on the way back or on the way to.
You're going to see Minions and eat monsters. Does it make you want to watch the other Minions movies?
Yeah.
You should, dude. It makes me really good.
I'm fairly certain. I think I've probably seen one of them. Again, it's been my memories now shot to shit. But I'm pretty sure I've definitely seen one.
Yeah.
I needed this. I needed to hear Jackson and Dusha being excited
breathlessly
about it.
Because
the talking thing is hard for me to get past.
Yeah.
Nah,
that sounds really annoying.
You think so, but the movie does a very good job of, like, you know what the Minions want. You know what they're saying. You understand their motivations. Even though they're not speaking English, you understand what they're driving at, what their goals are.
That's the beauty of, I guess, the language. It is all language.
Yeah, exactly. It's comprehensible by all.
Oh, that elephants at the party scene? No, they've said, oh, no, that's a reference to Babylon. Okay.
That cool. is awesome.
Yeah. Make me think, because you know when we tried, as a race, to be like, let's make a universal language, Esperanto?
Yeah.
They really should have gone...
Minionese.
Oh, yeah. I reckon that would have captivated a lot more people.
English, but switching some letters.
And mixing in like a bit of Italian, a bit of Spanish, a bit of Japanese is in there too. Mm. They combine a lot of different... I would love to see the script for a Minion movie. That's what I think.
Yeah. I wonder if...
Does it just say, like, minion gibberish, or is it, like, written out in full?
Like, I mean, it could also be that they
find
give,
out. Surely I can find the script for the Minions movie.
They give Pierre gives himself a script where it's, like, what the... Because the Minions speak pulling from, like, gibberish, but also they do sprinkle in, like...
Yeah.
Words.
Yeah. What does banana languages. Mean? Does it
banana,
mean
banana? Banana. Means banana. Bananas.
Right. Oh, no. I've got the script for the Minions movie by Brian Lynch, and it's written out a... Oh, hey, look, say es banano.
Okay, it's written in Minionese.
Say la banana, ha, yum, yum. it's fully...
Because I would write it, if I was writing the script for a Minions movie, I would write like what the characters are trying to get across, I guess, and then just let the voice actor have fun with it.
Yeah.
Like, this is what what the Minion is getting across. Say
whatever you want.
Nope. Le buddies, chela maca. Hey, sell a bob. That's awesome. It's also really funny to scroll multiple pages and look down and try and find Minionese, and it's just the word banana.
This movie, is it mainly Minionese?
No.
Or there's narration?
Almost.
Or,
well, they always, and all the Minions movies do this, although I think the first Minions movie that Jackson loves does it less.
Yeah.
But they will pair the Minions up with a human character. Right. So the human character will like sort of get the gist of what they're saying and will further the plot by just talking.
Yeah.
Or the Minions are usually around stuff that's happening and the plot isn't centering around them. They're
that
just there.
Sounds better.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not just... There is a chunk in this movie which I didn't notice when it was happening, but there is like a 10-minute sequence where there is only Minions speaking.
Yeah. It's very,
this
you know,
language barrier for you is you would have heard.
You can get through it, Matt. I believe in you.
All right.
Have you seen any silent films before? It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Maybe I'll mute it and just read
the subtitles.
Why is it the Minions noise that upsets you so much?
I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe it's the same thing that, because
I think like adults doing baby talk, which is what this is.
Mm. Yeah.
There's an adult called
Minionese,
John Coffin.
Matt.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm picturing
Coffin.
Pierre Coffin is in a sound booth somewhere going, beepity boppity.
No.
I mean, similar to what Jackson's been doing today.
Yeah, my whole life.
I will say that when you watch it, it sounds less like baby talk, because like that also can get under my skin. Like if I see a couple doing that, I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. Unless it's happening to me, in which case I'm like, yeah, you love me.
And you're wearing your adult,
you love me, but it's
adult nappy.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
Lucia has done a boom boom. Yeah.
Exactly.
They pull more from like, it's like a mix, like a hodgepodge of European languages.
Yeah.
So they do throw out like, they'll say words in like Spanish and Italian and stuff like that. So it's not like it is gibberish, but it's not like baby talk gibberish. It just sounds like you're hearing a language you can't understand.
It's fucking awesome.
They get their
fucking
asses out heaps too.
Yeah, they're always fucking nude. Yeah, it was funny. You know,
confirmed no hole in this.
That's
as well.
True. That's true.
A minion is nude and falls over, legs are splayed.
You don't see any anus. You know, like when you watch it
now. Do you think that's I guess canon?
Yeah.
Or because it's a film within a film that they were taking liberty and license to.
Oh,
be
that's
like,
a good point.
We should blur that
out. Well, it is PG.
We can't show minion hole.
Yeah, but we all have them.
Because how do
Well, they're eating.
Yeah, they're eating bananas.
Yeah, exactly.
They're also blowing up and stuff, so who knows?
Yeah, they are immortal.
Oh, why are some like cyclopses and some aren't? And
don't know.
I think that's just how they come out. It's just, you know, it's like some people are bald, some people
have blue eyes.
Yeah, like some people have green eyes,
And so most have two, but some have one.
Some have one, yeah.
Then you have three?
No, none of three that I don't know of. There's a great gag where one of them gets hit in the head by a pipe, and his head gets kind of shunted down, so he doesn't have like a face. He's just two eyes peeking out of an overall. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
I like the gag where they go, "We got to blow up the big goo monster with dynamite," and it's like dynamite attached to a plunger, and they pull, and it's like on a string, and they pull it towards the monster, and then it flies back because it's on like a spring, and they plunge it and both blow up. You know?
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Minion,
but it's funny.
They're full on pisses, dude.
Dude, I love them. But you watch a movie with somebody, especially a movie you've said, hey, let's watch this movie, and you can't help. I mean, like maybe some of you are capable of this. I'm truly not. You can't help but watch it through their eyes.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And watching the Minions and Monsters.
Through your parents' eyes?
Through my parents' eyes. Because the first chunk of it, after the framing device, where the Minions are like hanging out with the Cyclops and like all those guys, that's like a decent chunk of the movie. And that is all Minion-y.
Yeah.
Aside from some narration. And for that section, I was like, I can't imagine what my dad's going through right now.
Do you know what?
Did he like the references to old Hollywood and
no, stuff? No, he was just shaking his head in sort of disbelief as we walked to get Mexican food.
The old Hollywood references.
Couldn't believe what was happening. What?
The old Hollywood references would have absolutely killed with Jackson's dad's dad, maybe.
Right? Yeah.
That's right. I'm like, was he around in the silent film?
Yeah, my dad, he grew up in 1910.
When I was watching this, because I get that sometimes, especially if I'm... This might be something that's happened to you before too, Matt. I know it hasn't happened to the other two men in the room. Like when
something about fucking.
Yeah.
Damn it!
Oh, damn it!
God, fuck!
No, it's about talking to women.
Oh,
actually.
Damn it! Oh, God!
Damn
Damn it.
Damn it.
I don't come on this podcast to be insulted.
Yes,
no, yes, I do.
Shut up.
I thought about it for 5 seconds.
We're going to post your contract and it'll just be like, it'll be like podcast co-host, buffoon.
Yeah.
Any bullying that happens is actually part of your job. Yeah. No one can ever be mean at me for how mean I am to you.
It's your fault.
Yeah.
The application
and
process.
And you're ugly.
Yeah. I sat down. Stink. Dushar and Zammit were like, can we just, let's just, and they gave me a wedgie, and they're like, okay, interesting. Slapped me about the face a little bit.
I'm going to hold one of your legs, you can hold another one. I'm going to hold you upside down, and if you can look up behind you, there's a toilet there.
Okay, great.
So we're just going to give you a swirly.
I'll feel it out.
Yeah.
He's nailing it.
He's
I think
so
he's
good.
Our guy.
He's so good.
Yeah. Jackson, in many ways, is our minion.
Yeah, I am, in many ways. This is true.
And we'll also be responsible for our downfall. But I was going to say, I don't... Watching movies with my friends where I'm like, if I've like really gone out on a limb and pushed for something, sure.
Yeah.
But I get it way more if I'm standing next to someone when I'm watching a band. And they've come to the show with me.
No way.
Because like,
pressure's on.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I think it's because like bands, one, are more expensive than movies most of the time. But two, I don't know, it feels a bit like if the band's... Because the band can also disappoint you, I guess. They're not usually like
this. That's a good point. If the movie's bad, you're just gonna go, sorry.
Well,
I didn't know. Yeah, exactly. I guess I watched it when I was younger. I don't know. Yeah. But a band, you can be like, no, you're seeing an example of them.
They're real good often, I swear.
Yeah.
You wear their t-shirts all the time. This on a t-shirt?
Yeah, but you choose a bad night.
Although I'm a really, 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 I've kind of combated that. That was more something that happened to me like in my mid-20s. Now someone will turn to me and be like, that, and I turned to them shit-eating green and go, that was good, actually.
I actually love that.
You're wrong. It's so powerful to be like, wrong. Yeah. Someone goes, that sucked. You go, it was good, actually.
Trying to think where I get that the most. Restaurants, I get that sometimes, where I go, you gotta come try this place. And then when the meal arrives and they go, oh, yeah. Then I'm like,
someone's taking a shit in my lasagna.
They don't normally do that. Like, it must be like a, chef's off night.
Yeah, bad.
Have you been to the Garfield Cafe in the city? I didn't know it existed until I saw Minions and Monsters. It was a big day for me. Also, when we left the cinema, we walked out of the city. And then we were walking through the city, an adult dressed as a minion just walked past. And I honestly, there was like a moment there I was like, I've lost myself.
That's so scary.
Yeah, Jackson.
Melbourne Central.
Yeah, it was me.
Dress a little minion core sometimes?
Yeah, I'm minion coded.
You're one of the few people I know wears overalls sometimes.
Yeah.
I remember you doing it once.
Oh, absolutely. No, I got multiple pairs of overalls.
Jackson has two outfits. One looks like the Minions, and then he's got another outfit that makes him look like Fix-It Felix from Wreck-It Ralph.
Yes, that's right. I do have a Fix-It Felix outfit. That's true.
But yeah, so at Melbourne Central,
Is it related to the Garfield Eats guy?
No.
That went crazy?
I don't think so.
Because Garfield wrecked his life? You know Garfield Eats. A guy got the contract to make a Garfield-themed restaurant, and it made him go insane. I think his name's Nathan something. Nathan Garfield, probably.
But yeah, Melbourne...
Garfield Odie?
Yeah.
Melbourne Central, near where you go onto the train platforms.
Yeah.
There's just a big Garfield cafe that sells lasagna.
Did you get any?
Yeah.
No.
You coward.
I'd just eaten a whole bunch of lamb.
Fair enough.
I went to a Chinese.
You could have split a lasagna between the three of you.
The more I think about this night, this whole day, it was just an overwhelming amount of, what is happening? Okay.
Sure.
I went to a Chinese lamb restaurant.
Oh, hell yeah. That sounds awesome,
it was
dude.
The best skewers I've ever had. Wish I could remember where the restaurant was or what it was.
Damn.
Yeah, but also this Garfield lasagna.
Can you get, because I remember at the Garfield
they
Eats.
They go emergency Monday lasagna, which is a frozen lasagna that you take home. Awesome. But then they also sell just like lasagna.
Can you get Garfield lattes? Because I believe at the Garfield Eats place, they're the ones that gave you big time diarrhea.
I don't know. I was hoping
emergency like Monday lasagna was on a Monday. You went there like, I need lasagna.
Yeah.
Like, hit a button and like sirens went off. And
lasagna.
Like, piping hot lasagna. Like, thank God for this.
Damn. How good's lasagna?
I'm craving some lasagna. Yeah, we should not record just prior to lunch.
It's called
every time.
Damn, dude.
Garfield I Hate Mondays lasagna bar.
Okay.
Okay,
it's a pop-up. What?
pop up. We got to get there.
They've teamed up with Paramount Products. Why are they advertising Garfield in 2026?
Don't ask questions. Let's just go get lasagna.
Eat Bolzagni, dude.
Yeah, man.
I want to see if I can find a menu.
Yeah, like, what else have they got? Like,
is there a movie coming out? Because that last movie did pretty well, I think. Last Garfield.
Yeah.
The last one did bad, actually.
A Tale of Two
That's
Kitties.
What I meant.
Yeah. No, that, and also, that came out 20 years ago. There was another Garfield.
That's full animated one.
Yeah, which did bad.
Did it?
They do.
It got reviewed well then, maybe.
Yeah, reviewed well. Audiences didn't love it.
Mm. That sounded a bit like Monsters and Minions.
Yeah. Although I think. Hey,
the critics like Monsters and Minions?
Yeah. Critics, I think, much like us, were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Why'd they make this the Minions movie? We're happy.
Yeah, dude. Mm. I'm trying to. Oh, damn. I can't find a menu for the Garfield lasagna place.
Did the Garfield latte.
Yeah.
Was it orange?
Yes. The dye actually, is what gave people
the dye. I was like, I wonder what it was, like, like a carrot latte or something like
they
that.
They put a lot of dye in it.
They just put a lot of orange dye in
the dye. They sell beef lasagna, vegetarian spinach and ricotta lasagna, dumpling lasagna.
Interesting, go on.
Then there's a Biscoff and marshmallow cookies, pistachio donuts and Italian donuts.
Okay.
There is a Garfield mango smoothie, custom creamed top lattes and more.
There's
and
the
exclusive Garfield's t-shirts, jumpers, plushies.
I gotta get a Garfield t-shirt, dude.
Oh man, I gotta get somebody. I gotta get a Garfield jumper.
Yeah,
the Garfield jumper. The Garfield jumper is the thing that almost got me, but it's $80 because it's merch.
Yeah, and it's worth every dollar.
Plus, it's a collector's item, dude. We should get the Garfield jumper and replace the Planet of the Apes thing with like one of those like, you know, glass cases to keep it in.
A frame. We'll get the guy who sells it to us to sign it.
Yeah. The guy who works.
Yeah. Can you sign it, but say your name's John R. Buckle?
Can you sign it Garfield, please?
Get your cat to just ballprint it.
Signed Garfield.
I like
jumper.
Buying it off a guy and getting the guy to sign
That's
it.
That's true, too.
And then whatever that, because they'll be wearing a name badge, so say it's Craig.
Yeah.
I'll be like, Craig Garfield. Oh my God. Can you sign it, please? Oh,
that would be amazing.
Signed by Craig Garfield?
Yeah.
Less.
And well, I mean, it's just one short. Oh, it closes the 31st of August.
Okay.
We gotta go. It's so funny. Like, the studio is kind of near a train station. One day, just at work, getting up, walking to the train station, being like, we're going to the Garfield Cafe.
Yeah. Fuck whatever we got to do.
Fuck whatever the day's plan was.
Not for us.
Sorry,
boys,
people, there was
lasagna Garfield time.
People go, where's the BS? And we go, we got lasagna instead.
I like the idea of figuring out how you can just upload a photo to the RSS feed. So instead of a new episode, they just get a photo of us eating lasagna. No episode this week. Lasagna. And also, Matt, I would like to apologize. The previous Garfield movie did okay. Didn't do great, but it also didn't do as bad as I was making it seem.
I know, film.
Yeah. There's a reason they call him Johnny Movies. Okay?
Matt Johnny Movies Stewart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do we think the future of the Minions franchise holds now that you've heard a little bit about it?
Sounds like anything's possible.
Well, that is true.
I reckon they're going to do I reckon it'll be a straight movie parody. Like,
whoa.
Like the Minions are.
The Minions, in a way, could be the next Muppets.
Yes. That's not about treasure. I mean,
Minions treasure Island.
So I was thinking, like, these already exist, but like how they did, like, you know, Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Yeah.
But like stuff like that, where
Pride
they just
and Prejudice
like,
and
Minions.
Yes.
Yeah. Or like, cool. Full on just putting the Minions in.
I do love
treasure
the idea
Island
of
copyright.
Yeah.
Well, like, you know how this movie is not for children, really, because no child is going to understand.
It's for 100-year-old men.
Yeah. It's good to do that again if their next movie is like, you know, Minions and Aliens or whatever, but it's like, famous literature from, you know, they're in Pride and Prejudice, Shakespeare, stuff the kids aren't going to be excited
Romeo
for.
And Minion?
Oh, yes.
Hang on.
Dude.
What studio?
That would be awesome.
I think it's Warner Brothers.
Sense and sensiminionability.
Mm-hmm. So if it's Warner Brothers, chuck Bugs in there, why not?
Oh, yeah,
I think
dude.
It's Warner
Shakespeare's
Brothers.
Already written in gibberish.
That's true. Bibi, bogat to be. That is the bestian.
Okay.
You could imagine a minion being Puck.
Oh, absolutely,
easy.
Dude.
So
easy.
It's a Universal.
Yeah.
A Universal and Illumination.
Okay, that
so that means
they
could.
The
I mean, that means that they can do Minions Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my
but
God.
Right, yeah, like Fast Furious. Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I'm thinking of that.
Yeah, it's crazy. Oppenheimer, Minions.
Minion. I am a Bumbaf. Destroy the world.
Definitely some evil there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
they go.
Oh, no.
I'm the Bumbaf.
It would be.
Bada bomb.
Big bada boom.
Big bada boom booklier babosian.
It would be crazy if it's like, oh, the Minions did exist in World War II and they were working for Oppenheimer.
Yeah, dude.
We've got the Jurassic Park movies.
Oh, yeah.
James Bond. Sick.
James Bond, dude.
Minion Bond.
I could make a little spy film with the little minions.
You could do.
Meet the Fockers?
Meet the Minions? I have to ask my wife to be.
Yeah.
Their parents for their hand in marriage. And, yeah. Oh, what? Your family are minions?
And she goes, fair warning before you come to my parents' place. My parents are a little strange. Baba dee ba da ba dee ba da! Oh, they're minions.
Could that be like just the Gru world where Gru's grown up? He could be the, you know, he's.
That's true. He could be like the dad in
of the girls has grown up.
Yeah, true.
I was imagining like sort of like.
Maybe all the girls would have grown up, I guess.
Yeah.
One of them
just
has.
One. Yeah. It just happened to one of them.
Like live action a bit.
Oh.
Kind of like, you know, like Roger Rabbit style where you kind of like got like tunes mixed with. Real life
I would
actors.
Love to see that, like a Minions like, well, back in
could,
action type
they could
situation.
Do like a Minions Roger Rabbit type situation.
Damn, dude.
Someone pulling them into that Minions world.
Minions is rife for like a detective
one...
noir.
We could just put Minions anywhere.
There is one very, very, very brief scene in this where it does have Minions in with real, like not animated humans, but with humans.
Oh, that rules.
Fucked me up, dude. It's right at the start. It's in that like montage. When they're showing like classic, like the first movies, one of them has people in it.
I think
there's a minion, and they changed the minion animation style to sort of match it.
Yeah,
it's
disturbing.
Okay, I
think that you could do because you're right. All of them, Meet the Fockers, Planet of the Apes, whatever. You could do a Minions and Monsters 2.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
That's the same thing, but with like more modern films.
Mm.
And then you can do.
I want to see Minions Star Wars.
Whoa.
Like
dude.
Blue Harvest, the Family Guy movie,
yeah.
But it's Minions.
It would be awesome just to get Minions doing parodies of classic movies and stuff. Like,
I reckon
Minions
that was,
Treasure Island?
Yeah.
I'd watch the shit out of that.
I reckon
dude.
This was
Minions
probably.
Minions Silence of the Lambs? Why not?
Oh my God.
This was probably a soft launch for that, but I don't think it's done well enough for them to be like.
Damn.
Yeah.
Bello, Blurries.
But so the other Minions movies did well, but the last Minions movie did really well because of
last Minions movie to come out was Despicable Me 4, which came out in 2024, and that made just shy of $1 billion.
Okay,
this Minions movie is going to make probably $500,000.
Yeah,
which is
$500,000.
Sorry,
that's a big drop.
$500 million. I mean.
Okay, yeah, I guess you know the lesson, and it's a sad lesson to learn, is that people care more about like human characters. You know, if they have Gru and his cute daughters, and that
Steve Carell, maybe.
What would your ideal, like, if they were to parody, you know, something?
Yeah,
what would your ideal franchise, or what would you really love to see? Like,
well,
your Star Wars.
No, I'm changing my. Because the most recent Universal hit, I think, would be beautiful as a Minions movie, and that is Michael.
Oh my God.
I thought you meant the John Travolta angel movie.
That would also be wonderful.
A minion working in a mining town somewhere in fucking the where the fuck is that even set? You know, whatever, middle America, donked on the head. Damn.
Wait, isn't that Phenomena you're thinking of?
Oh, I'm thinking of Phenomena. Michael's one where he's an angel.
Yeah, Phenomena. Yeah.
Well, what about Minion Phenomena?
Also good.
Minion Phenomena.
Phenomena
is the one where he sees an alien.
Yeah. Mm.
And then it makes him really smart, but it turns out that he had a brain tumor.
Boomer.
Head hurt. Boomer.
But he's very smart.
Every single, like, the fall off for this Minions movie is so sad because Despicable Me 3 made $1 billion. Minions is the highest grossing of the franchise. That made $1.1 billion.
Deservedly
Despicable Me 2 and 4 made less than. $1 billion, and Rise of Gru also like in the 900 millions range.
Yeah,
I don't know what the first Despicable Me did though. I can't see that here, so maybe that didn't do as well. But people go crazy for Minions, except this one, I guess.
That's a shame.
I think the name of it just sounds like it's a made for TV.
I agree.
Well, somehow, I don't know why.
Yeah. If they called it Minions 3, Minions and Monsters. Maybe. But just minions and monsters. This is all very meta plot. You know, it's heady for a kid to wade into. Yeah,
I'd like Mad Max, like Fury Road.
That would be good, dude. To see the minions really fall good. Over and blow themselves up.
Like yeah, dressed up all those weirdos.
Like it's like, it's rife for it. Like, it's like the
gimp mask.
Yes, it's very easy
their
to picture that.
Overalls all just like messed up and ripped and stuff.
You can imagine where the Dwarf Warrior comes out, but he's a minion and he gets too excited playing his guitar and then he gets all caught up in like the ropes that are attached to him.
His ass falls out.
And he goes, belt, 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 because he's looking for help.
Yeah. And then he's like flaming his own guy. They're on fire. Screaming.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Gimp Mask thing just reminded me. Universal owns Blumhouse, so you could have Minions horror, like Minions horror movies.
Oh,
Minions Saw.
Damn, dude. Minions Saw is funny because they're pretty Minions indestructible.
Minions Saw. That seems like that would work really well.
It's because they don't. They can't take damage really. Yeah. So
he just got the little guy on his little tricycle, but it's a minion.
Oh, that's like, easy to picture.
Bello.
You can imagine he's got a device in his head and they're like, you know, if you don't find the key in time, it's going to like impale your head. But it just goes like kind of pushes into his skin and then bounces back out.
Maybe they're the ones being tested on by Jigsaw.
Yeah, that's true. Give it a try.
They are attracted to evil, right?
True.
So they're a good fit for horror.
I reckon, yeah, you could do Minions like slasher movies where they go to all the different slashes and try and help them kill.
Yeah.
Or like, impede them.
Of course.
Freddy versus Jason versus Minions.
Mm. Oh my god, dude. Mm. And then Alien minions versus Predator keep... versus Minions.
Mm. I probably back and forth, like, that'd be great. And then, AVP, VM.
AVP, VM.
No matter who wins, banana.
Oh, that would be so good.
Don't you want to see a minion? I guess because, you know, it's still a kid's movie. He can't explode out as anymore, but he just throws it up. And then it's like a minion xenomorph.
Mm. Oh, no, because he'd be...
Minions the thing?
Yeah.
He'd be having like a minion and it'd explode out and be like a littler minion, but the minion wouldn't die who's getting exploded. He'd be like, like, I understand, look, Predator right now is like really good.
Yeah.
You know, it's like really good lore heavy stuff and I'm enjoying them. But just to kind of, hey, you've done a couple for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Now do one for us, the general audience.
Yeah, exactly. But the Predators go, we need to find the greatest warriors on the planet. And they go, well, the minions have killed so many great, powerful people. Maybe they're our guys.
Yeah. And we got to kill the indestructible minions.
Yeah.
Matt's dream crossover is just the minions, but they can't talk.
Yeah. Or they speak normal English.
Yeah, they do that.
Hello, I'm
Deadpool
a minion.
In one of the X-Men
movies. Hey.
They stitch
good reference.
Yeah.
Good reference.
Would you rather the X-Men minions, Origins, but they have Wolverine. Their mouths sewn shut?
Yes.
Or the minions, but like it's like the dad cut of the minions where they just talk normal. Like for my dad, for you, you know?
Yeah.
Where the minions just speak English.
I like that. Yeah. Where Mr. Funny. Coffin talks.
Yeah, he talks normal. Yeah, exactly.
there needs to be more dad cuts.
Yeah, exactly. Where they go, we're going to make it less annoying for you. Okay.
That's so funny. Like when Regurgitator released, the I like your old stuff better than your new stuff, and then I like your old remix better than your new remix, which was the first one that I was singing like, bah, 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 bah.
Yep.
And then they did one that sang normal. Like, I'm liking this one way more.
Yeah. That is pretty funny. It's just like as our crowd our audience gets older, we got to tone down the high pitch and replace it with normal.
Yeah.
I'm not hearing it anymore.
Yeah, beautiful.
It's like taste buds. You need to make food as you get older. Foods have to taste more.
They're gonna taste more intense. Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's awesome. Old people just eat heaps of salt.
Yeah, old people fucking love salt.
Dude, they love salt, but it's killing them.
Give grandpappy a salt lick over the moon.
Salt and scalding hot coffee. Feel it, dude.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It's more about texture. I remember Nanny used to say, "It's more about texture these days for me."
A texture of like flaky salt in your boiling hot coffee.
That'd be all right.
It's crazy that our granddads and a horse like the same food.
Whoa,
a salt lick? Granddad would love that. Rest in peace.
I like some of the foods horses.
Yeah, I'm a big oats fan.
Oh.
I like eating just a straight carrot.
Are you? Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
Carrots oh, my good. God.
How good is just eating I'm a straight carrot? I'm on the horse carrot,
diet.
Yeah,
Matt, you strike me as like a porridge guy. Yeah, I like a bit of porridge.
Porridge is awesome.
Bit of banana
dude.
In your porridge?
Sam is like not banana. A porridge. He's not a porridge smooth.
I'm not a porridge man.
Yeah.
Banana, berries.
Yeah. A bit of brown sugar if you feel nasty.
Well, I mean, my most recent blood test said got to cut down on the sugars.
Oh, yeah. I see.
So, I mean, and the doctor recommended chia seeds.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not very sugary, but I like them.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
It's about the texture these days.
It's about the texture.
It's also like
scalding hot, salty chia seeds.
Look, as we get older, I'm starting to get real pissed off with the doctors. Yeah. I look at my friends like you, Matt, and you live a pretty healthy life, and the doctors are still pissed with
you. I know. Yeah. I was like, come on, pretty healthy.
I look at like friends that are maybe like 4 or 5 years younger that live real piece of shit lives, and they go, yeah, I got my blood test results back. Everything's perfect.
Yeah,
and
I don't know if that's the...
I go, if I saw you eating a bag of rubbish, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, like, yeah, you're on the goat diet.
Yeah.
Like, you're just there.
Raccoon.
Yeah, the raccoon just chewing, like, is that... You just fished that out. That's a banana peel I threw out.
You're eating everything in the can and then the can itself.
Yeah, yes. I'm going to keep going I'm back healthy. To the doctor, obviously, but also fuck the doctor.
It's funny to go to the doctor and he goes, yeah, you should probably cut down on the sugar. And you go, second opinion. I'm getting a second opinion.
I don't know if I agree about that.
I don't know about that.
That doesn't sound right.
I'm going to go through doctors until I find one that says you're not having enough sugar. Okay?
You know how yum sugar is, Mr. Doctor Man?
Yeah.
I really don't even eat that much sugar. I'm like, I don't know. But then I did realize that around the corner from Humdinger Studios, where we record our pods, there is a Portuguese tart place.
What's like, your weekly Portuguese tart intake?
Well, it was higher than it is. I had a couple yesterday, but that was the first in a couple of weeks.
A couple?
Don't get me wrong.
Well, I do savory and sweet.
Oh, okay.
So I have a two-course meal.
Yeah.
If there was a Portuguese custard tart place near the Sandspan studio, can you imagine the state of us?
Well,
there's one not too far away.
Oh, don't tell Jackson about it.
Also, like, we...
Luckily, when we live in the apartment, we used to record out of there. Now there's one across the road from that apartment.
They would destroy us.
Yeah, it would fuck us right
because
up.
Because here's the trick about our ratchet brains. We finish a pod, 45 minutes. Mm. We go, damn.
We've been good and deserve
hard work. You want tarts?
Yeah, I've already got 6 into 5. Here we go.
It's already bad enough where we live near a milk... Yeah, we live. That's right.
Yeah.
I live here now, too.
Yeah.
We live near a milk bar that just sells old chocolate, and that still sucks as hell.
Yeah,
we
exactly,
go,
dude.
Time to buy this horrible.
Yeah, I could do with
bar.
A little treat, perhaps a cherry ripe, because I've worked so hard.
Oh, an old cherry ripe?
Chocolate. Yeah.
Not old timey, but
like when you open chocolate and sometimes it's gone white?
Yeah. There's a lot of that going on.
That's the local milk bar special around these
but
parts.
But still good.
Yes.
And they're all labeled. Do not sell individually.
You can buy individual cigarettes there if you want.
Yeah, dude. Okay.
That's really not a joke.
That's the kind
I actually
of vibe
respect
we're at.
That, though. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
people
and they're legit
all
ones.
All
too.
The booze you want.
Exactly, dude. Yeah.
Been
good.
Firebombed at
no.
all?
No.
Well, that's because they are selling.
Yeah.
They sell a bit further down, like, yeah.
The firebombings is when they refuse to sell the
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So the firebombings are for two separate reasons. One, if you're selling particular products, like stuff that, like nothing hot, like no, I don't mean like hard drug. I'm just going to start saying it. If you sell vapes or if you sell Chop Chop, which is like you're making your own tobacco, that's a big no-no because there is a biker gang that controls those things. But if you're just selling single cigarettes,
you're not hustling on anyone. Give you guff about that, dude.
So you're selling, they get firebombed if they're selling they're getting their own or making their own.
Or alternatively, they're using their product and not paying for protection would also be.
It's old school mafia sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's what the tobacco wars are about. I don't know if bikies, if you're hearing me talk about this and I shouldn't be, pretend I didn't. I don't care. Keep doing what you're doing.
You didn't name who
Sorry if we weren't meant to.
The bikies come for douche, finally.
Send an email to Sandspan.
Yes. Hey, at BSBoysPod@gmail.com.
It'll be edited out.
Yeah.
Send after it our way.
After you've heard it, we'll go back, re-upload, and then like nothing happened.
Nothing happened, and
please
I just went out of house.
Please firebomb Sam's pants.
Exactly.
That goes out to everyone, honestly, not just
fault,
the bikies.
Really. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Humdinger is responsible.
I would say that Zammit, as the man who runs Sam's pants, he responds way better to an email than a firebombing.
Yeah, that's true.
Because a firebombing's a blunt. Yeah. Communication. There's no nuance.
No, it doesn't
also,
tell
I'm
you
like,
much.
Which what thing? Do they want? You've said so many horrendous things.
Which group have I pissed off?
If you firebomb
no, an email. You can be sternly written if you like.
You can threaten the firebomb in the email.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Speaking of which,
let's
check out. Shall we jump to the email section of this podcast? Remember, you can email us at bsboyspod. Boyspod@gmail.com.
Well, I got an email from Humdinger saying Matt Stewart's Bad Boy special is coming out on the 8th of August.
Oh my God.
Yeah. 8 p.m. 888.
Uh-huh. 888. Uh-huh. That's
lucky
jackpot.
For some.
Yeah.
Well, lucky eights.
Ching.
Well, if 777's good, then 888 must be fucking awesome.
Crazy good. It's 111 better.
Whoa!
That took me way too long.
Hang on, one.
What the hell is that? Is that even one of the numbers?
The special's called Bad Boy, Not Good at Math.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Available on the Humdinger YouTube.
It's premiere then.
Yep.
Yeah.
Be in the chat.
Yeah.
Taking advice. Taking heckles.
Yeah. I wish you said this on the night of the filming.
Yeah. Stuff like. Yeah, oh, there was a chance for a better tag there, stuff like that.
Yeah,
I'm like, while this isn't, you know, live when we, but if it was, I'd say this.
Yeah, this is how I would have responded.
Yeah, a lot of you are. Yeah,
no, wrong.
No, you actually.
No.
Minion, if I can, minion emojis.
Only minion emojis.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's really good.
Send old, outdated, not outdated.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Just sending
still completely relevant
minion memes.
If people listening to this do end up in there, I will enjoy some minion heckles.
Please, go minion crazy.
Yeah, really, that's a free pass.
What would be a good minion heckle?
Bellow Bat.
Yeah. Bellow Bat. Yeah, because minions probably are
Bob Balaban? What?
Hello, Matt.
Oh, hello, Matt.
Yeah. But because minions are probably
going to be. Bob Balaban named by a minion? That'd be a great little joke they could do at some point.
Yeah,
they go,
true.
Little Bob Balaban's been born, and they name him like Rob, you know, a normal name.
Yeah.
And then the doctor is. Yeah,
the doctor's a minion. Doctor's a minion.
Bob Balaban.
Balaban.
Okay.
And just before you get to that, there is emails. I've got an email here too.
Yeah.
And it's from Alistair Tremblay Birchall, who says, hey, if you live in Canada and you love Matt and you love me, there's a Canadian stand up tour happening. Starting on the 12th of September in Vancouver, performing in Calgary, Montreal, and Toronto.
Yes.
So if you're in Canada between the dates of the 12th and the 20th of September, why not head to mattstewartcomedy.com
and
buy some tickets because Matt's going to Canada with ATB.
That's crazy.
And I'm so pumped.
Yeah, and I just got a quick email from my bag puss toy that I'm looking at.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that you're also going to be in Canada, Matt, for Do Go
On, that's right. There's similar dates.
Yeah.
Similar towns.
That's crazy.
What is going on?
Crazy.
We're doing two shows in Toronto, including our annual Christmas show.
Oh, my God.
Which is, I think everyone's going to be in the mood in September.
I agree, dude.
It'll be released around Christmas. But in the room, people are going to be like, what?
I've heard
of Christmas in July.
And you go Theater of the Mind.
I've heard of Christmas in December.
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah, it's a new thing that we do.
Yeah.
And quickly just scouring Bagpuss's mouth, which you can, put your finger
in. You can. It's fun to do. It's really satisfying.
Oh, my God.
But, he hasn't got can't quite get the details of it, but I think it's a message from me. And it says that I think that the three plumbing boys are going to be also in the UK in September.
This is exciting.
There's a lot of emails we're looking at here.
Details, as we're recording, we don't have them right on us, by the time this comes out, they'll be announced.
If you look at the show notes, the details for us in September in the UK will be there.
You're going to hear that they go, hang on, Minions and Monsters episode. That means it has to have been recorded in July.
Yeah.
The tour is September.
Yeah.
Yeah.
they didn't have the details yet.
A lot of moving pieces.
Well, we do have them.
You're thinking that, and then you go. So then you're going to go to any of our social media because you're going to understand that we're going to have to do a blitz. Whatever media you follow us on, there will be posts about it by the time you're hearing this.
Because we're coming, people.
The rough itinerary and some of the words I saw. London.
Manchester. Quick and dirty tour.
Leeds. Lovely.
Glasgow.
Beautiful.
Keep your calendars open. The top half of September open, people.
A few European cities.
We'll be there.
Capitals of art in there, I think.
Yes. Well, what is this show if not art?
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, what is this show if not the show we're touring?
Yes.
Well, what is this show if not related to the show we're touring? We're not touring the show.
Yeah.
Man, I love going to the UK.
It's good, dude. I love it over there. It's a good place.
September, we normally go later and it's pretty cold.
Yeah.
I like the idea of getting there a bit early.
Yeah, it's nice, dude. It's good stuff. And that's all the emails we have time for today.
Wait, you got to do one real one, surely.
They were all real.
We all got them backwards.
That's all the real emails we've got, Matt. Yeah, I'm sorry.
And thank you so much for joining us, Matt. Anything you want to plug?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not really into that sort of blowing your own trumpet kind of
thing. I get it.
Well, if you liked hearing Matt on this, why not check him out in a Canada tour in September. He's doing a stand-up tour with ATB, Alistair Tremblay-Burchill, and also performing live as part of Do Go On in September in Canada. Bad Boy live YouTube premiere on the 8th of the 8th.
And it'll remain online after that.
Whoa!
That's true.
8 p.m.
Yes.
I'm like, there's something wrong about that.
The 8th of the 8th.
8
p.m.
On the 8th of August.
The 8th month.
2026.
Genuine coincidence.
That's crazy, dude.
And you can just watch that after that at any point you want. And if you're in like Canada and you're like, it's September and you're like, sweet, I don't want to go see Matt or Do Go On, but I have all this money in my back pocket.
Exactly.
And like going to the UK from Canada, surely cheap.
In the Commonwealth.
Hop across that pond.
Across the pond, come see Plumbing the Death Star.
Go see your boys.
Performing live in the UK for the first part of September.
It'd be a short flight from the...
be fucking brave.
One of the coasts.
Maybe both of the coasts.
Like the eye, dude.
It'd be great.
So good. Oh, my God.
We'll see you there.
See you there.
Thank you for listening. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
I've been Bat.
We should have all done it. Minionese. We fucked up.
Yeah.
Well, we've been the best boys and biz. Biz has been a bada 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 bada.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.